Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Did I hear Angela?
She coming.
How was your day?
Yeah.
How was your day?
It was good.
It was good. She's here now. You want
to?
Did you hear?
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you hear?
Yes. Is that Auntie Janet?
Yes, it is.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's see here. So far we have Auntie Janet, Hubert, Mom, Angela, and myself on the line so far. So if Hubert, you want to pick up reading in Numbers 26 while we await for others to join in?
Number 26, number 27, ain't it?
I had 26:53 here, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. The Lord said to Moses, the land is to be allotted to them as an inheritance based on the number of the name. To a larger group, give a larger inheritance. To a smaller group, a smaller one. Each is to receive its inheritance according to the number of those listed. Be sure that the land is distributed by lot. What each group inherit will be according to the name for its ancestral tribe. Each inheritance is to be distributed by the lot among the larger and smaller group. These were the Levites who were counted by their clan: the Gershon, the Gershonite clan, the Korah, the Korahite clan, the Merari, the Merarite clan. These also were Levite clans: the Libnite clan, the Hebronite clan, the Mahilite clan, the Mushlite clan, the Korahite clan. Korah was the forefather of Abram. The name of Abram's wife was Jochebed, a descendant of Levi, who were born to the Levites in Egypt. To Abram, she bore Aaron, Moses, and their sister Miriam. Aaron was the father of Nadab and Abihu. But Nadab and Abihu died when they made an offering before the Lord with unauthorized fire. All the male Levites, a month old or more, numbered 23,000. They were not counted alone with the other Israelites, because they received no inheritance among them. These are the ones counted by Moses and Eleazar the priest when they counted the Israelites on the plain of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. Not one of them was among these counted by Moses and Aaron the priest when they counted the Israelites in the desert of Sinai. For the Lord had told those Israelites they would surely die in the desert, and not one of them were left except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Okay, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that read and hear without a Numbers. We did have a couple of calls to call in. We have Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening. And we also have Brother Daniel.
Hello, amen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay. I'm just listening tonight, okay?
You're just a listener?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Got it. We love you. Okay. do a roll call and we'll go ahead and get started. We have Angela, Hubert, Mom, Auntie Janet, Daniel, and Auntie Betty. And look as though Sister Shirley.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share, if not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. We come to you once again in the family prayer. And we ask that you bind this line and loose your angel to protect us as we share our prayer with you this day. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the blessing of the prayer line, Mom. We did have another caller. We have Auntie Dot.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, we're going to move right on into our program, and I will start out with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Psalm 139. The Lord, you had examined my heart, and you know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thought, even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do, and you know what I am going to say even before I said it. You go before me and you follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the forest ocean, even your hand will guide me, and your strong will support me. I ask for darkness to hide me, and light around me to become night. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shine as bright as day, and darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body, and you knitted me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderful. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You washed me as I was being formed in the other collusion. As I worn together in the darkness womb, you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment you laid out before the single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I cannot even count them. They outcount the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 139. We did have another caller to call in. I believe that's Auntie Marie.
Yes, ma'am. Merry Christmas.
Happy
Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Good evening.
Good evening. Great, great. Okay, let's see here. We're moving on to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalms 119, starting at verse 7. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young man keep his ways pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart. I read Psalms 119, verses 7 through 11.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms 119. Next, I'll go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Joel, too.
Amen.
The day of the Lord. When I was a young boy in Memphis, we anxiously waited the arrival of Christmas. It meant toys, fruit, clothes, family, friends, and lots of eating. The house would take on a festive atmosphere. My mother and grandmother would spend hours, if not days, baking cakes and pies and getting everything ready. For us, this day of the Lord represented joy, happiness, fellowship, and a respite from the toils of the ordinary week. But what a different story it was for the people during Joel's time, when the day of the Lord evoked a sense of impending doom and destruction. For Joel, the day of the Lord meant the blackening of the sky and the horrible destruction of the land. But in Joel's time, the people were called to repent and change their ways. Then they would not be forced to face the impending doom of the day of the Lord, when God would sit in judgment of their wrongs. For the Christian, the day of the Lord would be a day of celebration, for it is the day of the Lord. It is the day the Lord will return for his people. Destruction will come, but for those who are in Christ, it will be the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Hallelujah. When the day of the Lord comes, it is the day of joy and everlasting
peace.
It's in the book.
God's been so good to me. Every day he's blessing me. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. And in prayer, Lord, help me to remember that the day of the Lord does not have to be a day of darkness, gloom, and destruction. For it will be joy and peace to those who know and love you. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Philippians. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to let you share from Luke, second chapter, begin with verse 25. And it tells about Simeon waiting to see Jesus. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. Parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him after the custom of the law. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, and a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, Jesus' mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising among many in Israel, for a sign which shall be spoken against. This is to let us know that Simeon refused to die until he had seen baby Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of Luke. Next, I'll go to Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I'll be coming from 1 John, the third chapter. Behold, what manner of love that Father hath bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, like we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in his purified himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever commit sin transgression also, that the law of the sin is the transgression of the law. And yet know that he was manifested to take away our sin, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abide in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth not, see him, neither know him. Look, children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteousness. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of 1 John. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Psalm 136, 1 through 26, and the subject is thanksgiving for God in doing love. Dear Lord, how excellent is thy name, how wonderful is thy great majesty of thy divine wisdom. We give thanks to you, for thou art good, your love endures forever. I find no meaning for life apart from thee, Lord. I have determined to continue to put all my trust in thee, Lord, regardless of the situation or circumstance. I desire to be thy servant forever in obedience, Help me work through every opportunity of my life today and joyful receive the fruit of all the promise that you have made for us. We give thanks to you, for thou art good. Your love endures forever. Without you, Lord, we could not move beyond simple trust to a faithful and surpassing all human understanding and sacrifice. I praise thee and lift thee up for all thou hast given me, so that my life is not in vain. Guide my feet, Lord, and make me like one of your faithful servants who have come and gone before me, who have pressed forward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Make me a willing participant in the unfolding revelation that is your will and your way. We give thanks to you, for thou art good. Your love endures forever. Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Psalms 136. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Luke
chapter 2, verse 41 to 52, the boy Jesus at the temple. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple court, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were very astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxious searching for you. Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Did you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. When he went down to Nazareth and them was obedient to him, but his mother treasured all things in his heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Luke. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalms 106, 1 through 11 to 12. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise? Blessed are they who maintain justice, who constantly do what is right. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen one, that I may share in the joy of your nation and join your inheritance in giving praise. We have sinned, even as our fathers did. We have done wrong and acted wickedly. When our father was in Egypt, they gave no thought to your miracles. They did not remember your many kindness, and they rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Yet he saved them for his name's sake, to make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea, and it dried up. He led them through the depth as through a desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe, from the hand of the enemy. He redeemed them. The waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them survived. Then they believed his promise and sang his praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Let's see that. Take us over to our shut-in. Before we go into our prayer tonight, we're going to take a moment out silent for we lost a loved one, Nella's family, first cousin, S.A. Did I get that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we could just have a moment of silence for the passing of Essie Mae, please.
Our first cousin.
Amen, amen, amen. And may God continue to be with the family through this time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless the Thomas family, for we know that you will not put more on us than we can bear. And Father God, We may not understand everything that you do, but we do know this, that you are in control. Amen?
Amen.
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 Father God, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Mother May, Sister Angela, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, the Thomas family, the Johnson family, the Williams family, the Cody family, Charlie and family, the Moore family, Vanessa and family, the Brown family, the Peters family, the Moody family, the McClure family, the Franklin family, the Allen family, the Leitner family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Durellan family, the Simmons family, the Ross family, the Desert Kendrick, Ruth Edwards, Carlos and the Wells family, Reverend Slapin family, Essie May and family, the Franklin family, Verna family, Lenny and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Little Leroy, Brian, Tony, Eric, DeMarcus, Malachi, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless us with your love, your kindness, and your strength. And most of all, we thank you for your precious Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, let's see, birthdays for the week of December the 30th through January the 5th.
I have Michael and Sean.
Michael and who else?
Sean. Son Michael, granddaughter Sean.
Okay, any other birthdays we need to recognize?
No.
Jesse. Your son-in-law.
Yeah. Jesse Ross.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Ah. My granddaughter in there, too. Morgan.
Morgan, yeah.
Okay.
Y'all need to write this down for it.
I'm sorry. Huh? I'm sorry, what did you say? Okay, let's see. We're going to move right on. Let's see. Daniel, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
Hello?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What part of this did you know how to say?
You just can't do that every Sunday, Dad. It's just not legal.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. You're coming to a new year. I bet you all do. Amen.
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 Okay. Happy birthday.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that song, Daniel. Amen. Okay, we are going to share what's on our heart, our praise report, a testimony, a song, or a poem. and I'll just go down the list. I will start out with Auntie Janet.
Okay, I would
any
like to share
testimony song or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I would like to share part of the message from our pastor today, Spiritually Dynamic for 2019.
Oh,
he used the word stop. S-T-O-P. S, stop, take time to magnify our Lord and seek peace and pursue it. T, think on things which bring contentment. Third, constantly say no to a restless spirit. O, over the course of time, waiting will pay great dividends. Wait on its wisdom, timing, and soon coming. C, patience. Patience brings a perfect result. Therefore, let us be patient during the coming year. And that put them together, S-T-O-P. Start your 2019 by S-T-O-P. Stop in. Take time to learn of him, to worship. And like Simeon, who waited patiently to see Jesus, we will see great things for the coming year because Christ lives within us and he has so blessed this coming year for us. May we all be blessed by patiently waiting on the things that he has prepared for us. Amen and amen.
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 Magnify our Lord. Thank you, Auntie Janet, for that reading. Next, I go to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Psalm 119, but starting at 105 through 112, and said the guiding power of the word. Regardless of the condition or circumstance, people should trust, receive, and adopt only the word of God for guidance. As a lamp and a light, his word is sufficient in directing us toward himself. God has given us his word to guide, since God's word is powerful enough to provide illumination for us in this dark world. We can make choices and determine the eternal destiny of our soul. Thus, we have no reason to spend eternity in hell. First, in John 1:1-2, we read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. This means that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is also God. He is, in fact, the bridge between God and man. Like the summit, we can resolve to adhere to the truth of God's word so that we may live eternally with God. Let us be so guided by the word that we will stay on the path that leads to eternal life and peace. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of 119. Next, I'll go to Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of 1 Timothy, starting at chapter 2, starting at verse 1, instructions on worship. I urge then, first of all, the requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may have peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in proper time. And for this purpose I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth. I am not lying, and a teacher of the true faith to the Gentiles. I want men everywhere to lift up his holy hands in prayer without anger or displeasing. I also want women to dress modestly with decency and propriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearl or expensive clothes, but with good deeds appropriate for women who profess to worship God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of 1 Timothy. Next, I'll go to Auntie Marie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I'll be coming out of Proverbs, the third chapter, starting at the first verse. My son, forget not my law, but let the heart keep my commandment. For length of days and long life and peace shall they abide, they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all their heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be healthy to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of Proverbs. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dodge. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm reading out of Colossians 3, chapter 12-17. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grudge against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And all over these verses, one love, which bind them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among your richness as you teach and abolish one another with all wisdom through psalm, hymn, and song from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your heart. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.
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 Praise the
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Next, I go to Hubert. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
We come out of the book of Hosea, chapter 14, 1-9. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. Your sins have been your downfall. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and receive us gratefully, that we may offer the fruit of our lips. For Syria cannot save us. We will not mount war horses. We will never again say our gods to what our own hand have made. For in you the fatherless find compassion. I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily, like a cedar of Lebanon. He will send down roots. His young shoots will grow. His splendor will be like an olive tree. His fragrance like a cedar of Lebanon. Men will dwell again in his shade. He will flourish like the grain, blossom like a vine, and his fame will be like the wine from Lebanon. O Ephraim, what more have I to do with Isaac? I will answer him and care for him. I am like a green pine tree. Your fruitfulness comes from me. Who is wise, he will realize these things. Who is discerning, he will understand them. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, out of Hosea. Next, I go to Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I have a poem.
I'm sorry?
I have a poem. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Just barely.
Okay. I have a poem.
Okay, that's better.
If Jesus came to your house, if Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you do. Oh, I know you give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you serve to him would be the very best. And you will keep assuring him you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your home is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched and welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in, or hide from magazines and put the Bible where they've been? Would you turn off the radio and hope he hadn't heard and wish you hadn't uttered that last loud, hasty word? Would you hide your worldly music and put some human books on? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about? And I wonder, if the same spent a day changed with you, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you keep right on saying the things you always say? Will life for you continue as it does from day to day? Would your family conversation keep up its usual pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books you always read and let him know the things on which your mind and spirit fed? Would you take Jesus with you everywhere you plan to go? Or would you maybe change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet your very closest friends? Or would you hope they stay away until his visit ends? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last was gone? It might be interesting to know the things that you would do if Jesus came in person to spend the holidays with you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem, Angela. Let's see. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share Proverbs 3, starting at verse 13. It says, joy is a person who finds wisdom. the one who gained understanding. For wisdom is more profitable than silver, for her wages are better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you can compare with her. She offers you long life with her right hand and rigid honor in her left. She gives guidance down the light path. All the way are satisfied. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tight. Wisdom, the Lord found the earth. By understanding, he created the heaven. By his knowledge and deep fountain of the earth burst forth, and the dew settled beneath the night sky. Don't lose sight on common sense and discernment. Hang on to them, for they will refresh your soul. They are like a jewel on a necklace. They keep you safe on your way, and your feet will not stumble. You can go to bed without fear, and you can lie down and sleep soundly, for the Lord is your security. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. I will go next, and my reading is out of Psalms 100. Shout with joy before the Lord. O earth, obey him gladly. Come before him, singing with joy. Try to realize what this means. The Lord is God. He made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Go through his open gates with great thanksgiving, and enter his courts with praise. For the Lord is always good. He is always loving and kind, and his faithfulness goes on and on to each succeeding generation. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay,
amen.
Let's see here. Is there anything anyone would like to share before we go into our closing prayer? Well, I would like to welcome Auntie Janet back. We miss you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Let's see. Auntie Dot, is there anything that you would like to share with the group tonight about the welcome home for Dwight Thomas?
Oh, we had a nice homecoming. Yes, we had a nice homecoming for Dwight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything was beautiful. Everything worked out good. And Tawana had good spirit, so she pulled through it all good. And she's still in good spirit right now. And I thank you all for your prayers and everything.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Thank you for that update, Auntie Dot. And just know, just let the family know that they are always in our prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Loretta.
Yes, ma'am.
Loretta. This is Auntie Betty. Estimated funeral will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock in Stone Mountain, Georgia. I think that's what it is.
That's our first cousin.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's her last name? She's a Franklin, or?
I don't know her married name. She was an Irie, but I don't know if she was married. I don't know her marriage name.
What's an
Irie? Irie. I-V-E-R-Y.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information, Auntie Betty. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see here. If there's nothing else to be said, we can bow our head for the closing prayer.
Amen.
Okay, I just want to thank everybody that
hung in there with us for the whole year and looking forward for starting another new year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God for all of you. And
amen.
God has ability broaden our view of your world to see the uniqueness of all that you have created. In Jesus' name we pray and amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. And Father God, we ask that you activate the Holy Spirit in our president and everyone in the White House. And bless America, bless Israel, bless our schools, and bless our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God loves you, and so do we. Everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious, safe, and a happy new year. We love you all.
Happy new year to you all.
Amen.
Happy new year. We love you all. Happy new year. Good night.
Love you. Good night. Good night.
Happy new year.
Happy new year.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claim me because I love you. With the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. Separate me from your love would mean so much more, still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child. And I'm worth fighting for. I haven't seen, no.
Ears haven't heard.
Oh.
All you have planned for me.
And nothing, no nothing.
And nothing can separate
me
from your love.
When there's so much more. Your kingdom here is worth fighting.